CentralCityRadio.com.
I listen at work. My whole office loves you.
Yo, man, don't stop the music.
I don't get tired of it.
You better listen to this station.
Non-stop music.
CentralCityRadio.com.
Today's hit music.
Best music.
The best music.
CentralCityRadio.com.
Live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt on King FM.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Pastor Pratt and I'm here with Focused on Freedom and I am excited beyond belief. I know you can hear my excitement in my voice. No, you can't. You can't. I can't even like... It is Father's Day weekend, and we have been just enjoying it. We're making like a whole weekend of it. So we decided before we came here, we'd take Mr. Pratt out and get some lunch. That was a bad idea, just bad. I left him asleep out in the lobby here at the radio station, and he's laying out there. I might have to, you know what, I'm at the video and put it on Facebook. But he's asleep in the lobby. So please, security, leave him alone. He's with us. We know he's out there asleep in the studios, and hopefully Brother Julian won't have to go out there and move him, but we're looking good. But we just ate over at the OG. I'm going to call it the OG because I'm not like plugging them until they start sponsoring the show. But it's the OG, and it's the place where they give you unlimited soup and salad. Yeah, you know that place, right? So we just left there, I mean, like 20 minutes ago. And Jasmine was there, and Denevia, she's back in Louisiana. Everybody say, yay, she is gone. I finally got all the pins and needles and yarn and everything picked up off the floor, but I'm not going to go into that. So I left him asleep. We just left the OG. Jasmine, Kensington, and Kenny, they were supposed to come with me today to help me out with the show because we were going to be talking about fathers. But they couldn't make it. They're asleep on the sofa. I mean, everyone is asleep. Just because the OG tells you that the breadsticks are unlimited doesn't mean you have to try to eat all of them. So I'm here holding down everything, and the excitement in my voice is letting you know that I can do this, and I'm looking forward to more and more Father's Day fun. I hope you guys plan some really great things for your dads, because they work hard all year, and they really do deserve some fun. I was listening to a radio poll today, not today, it was yesterday, and they were talking about how much is spent on Mother's Day in relationship to how much is spent on Father's Day. And we decided as a personal family to amp this thing up. We are going to spend at least $5 more this year on Father's Day than we did last year. So we are all over this thing. And we want those of you who are listening to take on that challenge. Do a little bit more. I mean, do a little bit more. Your dads are really incredible. I know it. And we really want them to know how much we celebrate them. So he's asleep. They're asleep. I'm still working. So that's the way this thing is going to go. This Pastor Pratt, Focused on Freedom. I am the senior pastor at Freed Indeed Christian Center. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., 9401 West Garfield. We're out in Tolleson, and we have some really special gifts for the Father. So I know you guys are all going to show up and bring your dad so that he can get an extra special free gift. So if you didn't buy him anything, at least let us give him something on behalf of you. So have him put on his pretty suit and the socks that you bought him, the tie that you bought him. If you're super cool like Minister Lewis at our church, you got a hat that you can crook to the side. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of you. 10 a.m. tomorrow, let us give him some coffee and donuts, and then let us put the word into him. Then you can get him on out for some dinner. Yes? Yes, we all agree. We all agree. So it's going to be a great time in the Lord, and fathers are going to be celebrated. Oh, wait. If you're looking for me on Facebook, my account is down right now. I got hacked. It was the coolest thing ever. Who hacks a pastor? Come on, really? Really? And then they hacked me, and they were posting old pictures from my page. And people started calling me like, Pastor, why are you asking for friend request. I'm already your friend. So they knew something was wrong then. And then after I got like the first 100, take your site down, somebody's trying to get your friend request and all this kind of stuff, I'm like, okay, I guess I better take it down. But that was really sad because I'm like on level 386 on Candy Crush and I had to close my Facebook account. And you know on the weekend they run that special where you can play the bubble pop thing all weekend. So sad. But you guys, so I'm going to get everything taken care of. You know, Aisha's on the job because she was the first one to call me and tell me that they're spamming me on Facebook or whatever that is. And she's like, close your account, close your account. I don't have any money on it or anything, so why do I need to close it? Apparently, it affects you because people will be sending you requests to be my friend. You're already my friend. So give me a couple of days and I'll get the Facebook back on it. But you can still hit me up on my email. You are freed indeed. That's all one word. You are freed indeed at gmail.com. So you can still get in touch with me that way. Send me pictures of what you and you're doing to celebrate your father and how you're making sure that his weekend really goes great and what things you're doing to celebrate him. I really want to know because I told you last time I'm getting ideas. So what you do really helps me. So make sure that you give your father a big hug, big kiss, let him know how much you love him, and then begin to just incorporate that word. Remember, we had started talking about the power of your words, so we want to make sure that we incorporate positive words into our fathers. So if you say 2016, and not quite what I was expecting, you change everything in 2017 and begin to speak things into your husband, into your fathers that are not there. That's right, little ones. You can begin to speak things into your father so that he begins to become more of what God wants him to be. He begins to demonstrate more of what God has called him to be. And I know you're thinking, I'm 10 years old and he's my old dad. What can I do? You can begin to speak into your dad's life and begin to call things that are not. Listen, the word of God does not have a respect of person. It doesn't care if you're 4 years old. It doesn't care if you're 400 years old. If you can speak it and believe it and stand on it, God can bring it to pass. So if you say, listen, I want my dad to spend more time playing with me. I want my dad to be more involved in my sports activities. I want him to care more about my grades. And you begin to speak that into the atmosphere, you begin to call that kind of stuff out of your dad, you'll be amazed how miraculously quick God can begin to incorporate those things into the natural demonstrations of your fatherly love of his love towards you. So begin to call things that are not as though they were. Wives, I know we be calling a lot of stuff. Call the right stuff. You want to call things in your husband that cause him to spring forth life, that cause him to be more of who God wants him to be, not more of what you want him to be. Because we all want that perfect, complete, that, you know, that guy, the one that you see on TV who shows up with roses every time he says a mean word. You know, the one that will just sit on the floor and rub her feet. No, they wrote that into the script. That's why he does that. Yeah, when he goes in there and draws the bath, that's on page 86 in the script. It says, Morris Chestnut will go into the bathroom and turn on the water. He will stick his hand into the water and say, just the right temperature, honey. That's scripted. That's not real life. No, that's not how it goes. But when you begin to call things into your husband's life, that he's a God-honoring man, that he puts you first, that he pays attention to you, that he is understanding, that he acknowledges hurts that he creates, and that he quickly resolves those kinds of things. See, that's within the script of God. That's the kind of stuff that God can call to pass. You can call the other stuff too now. You can get all of that too. But when you focus first on the kingdom of God and its advancement, he going to bring all that stuff to you. So when you get to page 86 of your script, I will draw her bath, because you've already called love into him. You've already called that attention to detail into him. So round about page 101, he will stop at Safeway and get a dozen roses and bring them home to her for no reason. See? Wow. But I'm telling you right now, don't focus on what's scripted on TV. It's not real. Your real life is you both got up at 5 a.m. You had to get the kids dressed. You had to decide who was going to drop them off. You had to decide how you going to split that $11 between both of y'all for lunch. Then you had to decide who going to get the six and who going to get the five. And you know that's an argument because you know exactly how much your Subway costs. You want him to make the sacrifice every time. Then when he don't, you want to get upset. So you understand that once you get to work, you're going to have to wait while he drop you off. Then he's got to go. He's got to deal with his boss because he's 7 minutes late because he dropped you off and you still wanted to talk about who got the five and who got the six. And he's like, baby, I got to go. We'll talk about it when I get back. No, you always say that. Look, real life. Love him with all of his imperfections and call on God to do what he needs to be done in his life. Listen, come and figure out this tomorrow. Come let us work with you. We are going to be doing a wonderful time celebrating husbands. You're going to be with us at 9401 West Garfield tomorrow at 10 a.m. You're going to bring your Bible. You're going to bring your pencil. You're going to bring your paper. You're going to bring your husband. If you didn't buy him anything, shame on you. But come on, we're going to have something for him, and it's going to be amazing. Yes? Yes. Call somebody. Let them know Focus on Freedom is on the air, and Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend some time with you. Get all of your materials. Come right back. Let's go into the Word of God.
My Redeemer has saved me from sin.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
My Redeemer.
Amen, amen. I'm glad that we're here together going into this Father's Day weekend. It's a great time. And I was just kind of reminiscing about some things because I went into the passport office this week to complete passport paperwork. You know, you have to fill out all this stuff. And there were questions on the passport, simple questions. Like one question they asked, where was your dad born? Well, I could get the answer to that one because it was on my birth certificate. But then they asked, what's your dad's birth date? Like, I have no idea what my dad's birth date is. Listen, my story goes way back, and Father's Day used to be a really difficult time for me. It really was a time that I didn't appreciate, didn't want to celebrate, because I grew up with my biological dad. Like, I knew who he was, and I knew where he was, but we weren't, like, connected. We weren't together. When I think I was about 4 or 5 years old, my mom and my dad separated. And there were 7 of us. So my dad kept the boys. They were 5 older boys. And my mom took the 2 girls. So it was kind of like we were raised separately. But we knew each other. But it wasn't like family. And my dad wasn't, my biological dad wasn't the best dad. You know, I think he tried. I think he gave it all that he could. And then as I learned more about the circumstances concerning the reason why my dad wasn't in my life, I was able to move toward healing and move toward forgiving him. But when we first got going, you know, 5-year-old, you really want your dad. I mean, you think about that. But and then when you find out, okay, my dad has the boys and he's keeping the boys. And then not only does my dad have the boys and he's keeping the boys, but now he has a new family. So he has other children that are blended in with my brothers, and they're all living together. And me and my sister are with my mom, and my dad is not a part of my life, and it doesn't seem like he wants to be a part of our lives. And any time that he says he's going to make an attempt to be a part of our lives, he never seemed to follow through. And that hurt for a long time. Because it was confusing to me as a child why he didn't want me, but he and my sister. But my sister, she's way more resilient than me and far more spiritually mature. I have to admit that, because she always has been, because she forgave my father a long time ago before she was able to do it. So I would watch as he would interact with the other children and how loving and nurturing he seemed. And you know those little things like Christmas presents and birthday presents and present. He always seemed to be able to supply what they needed, but he never was available for me and my sister. He never gave anything to us. And I can remember as a child, I was probably 8 or 9, that my mom had called him, and, you know, single mom working and trying to take care of us. And she asked him, now, you got to remember, this was 40 plus years ago. She asked him for $3. Oh my God, it's $3. Now today it's like I spend $3 on soda, you know, on my way home. Y'all, don't worry about that, because I know we already did that. Don't worry about that. Stay focused. I spend that on my way home. But as a 7-year-old child waiting for those $3, and we were going to see the wrestling match. That was like, okay, I'm from Natal, Benny, Louisiana. We've already had this discussion too. Don't get hung up. So I'm waiting for these $3 to go to the wrestling match. And I think she had called him earlier in the week, and the wrestling match was on Saturday. And he told her he was going to bring it. Don't you worry, I'm going to bring it. And as the week is going on, he doesn't bring it, he doesn't bring it, he doesn't bring it. And then the day of the wrestling match comes, and the day of the wrestling match goes. So we didn't get to go. And I was not able to move past that, because you have a family and you're doing everything that they need. And it's not like you do anything for us, but we ask you for $3 and you can't even bring that to us. What a horrible person you must be to lie to children. And I mean, even into my adulthood, I still carried the memory of the fact that he promised to bring that $3 and he never did. So Father's Day for me was never a time to celebrate. It was never a time to look on that day with fondness and with some sort of reverence or something to get excited about. Because not only did I have a dad who seemed to be you know, like not the best, but the stepdad was worse than the dad. So it was like fatherhood was just this big, messy ball of lies and hurt. So there was never anything associated with fathers that gave me any hope, because I went from my biological dad, who had his own hurts to deal with. And as I became an adult and the whole situation around that unraveled, that's like a 57-hour counseling session there. So as I began to figure out what had happened, and as my mom would share more things, my dad probably was so hurt by the way the separation occurred, he couldn't reconcile the fact that he could be around her but not be associated with her and still love us. So there wasn't a place for him to find healing, and the transference of his pain through her to us was just an unfortunate thing. And that's when healing doesn't occur. Everybody around you, that collateral damage begins to occur. Then my mom, because of some issues with her, brought a stepfather in who was just the most miserable person you could ever witness, you could ever live under. So that kind of thing had me all mixed up. And as we go through life, then we get to the point where it seemed like every man that I knew was inferior, was inadequate, was immoral. So you live in a life where the men have such negative connotations that you just turn off to them. So we go through life and we go through one hurt and one disappointment and one situation where the father figures in our lives kept letting us down. And my sister and I kind of collectively decided that there was no use for these people. So although we had to tolerate them in our lives, there was no use for them. So we're going on. So then around about the age of 11, there is a man who comes into our lives. He's a neighbor. So we're in the country and we got these two houses, right? We got a shotgun house. And if you're from the country, listen, a shotgun house is a house where you can stand in the front door and see straight out the back. There's no rooms. It's just straight out. It's just a one long corridor, and you just start to put stuff in the way that you want it. There's a kitchen, and eventually we got a bathroom. So we're in our house, and then Mr. John moves in to the house that's next door to us. And our assumption is Mr. John's going to be just like every other man that we've witnessed in our lives. He has to be immoral. He has to be distrusted. He has to be cruel, because that's the only image of men that we knew. And we come into a relationship with Mr. John, and we begin to find out what a real man looks like. He had no association with us. He had no reason to love us. He had no reason to care for us. But for some reason, he could see the hurt that was in both of us. He could see the fact that we had been so betrayed and so denied and so hurt that he took an approach to us that was just mind-blowing. He took the approach with us that changed our lives forever, because based on everything that we knew about men, then that was shaping our understanding and our reactions to men. And then here comes Mr. John. He's an old man who doesn't want anything from us, who doesn't want to hurt us, who doesn't want to manipulate us, who doesn't want to use us. He just wants to love us. As children, he wants to love us. So that was the strangest thing we had ever witnessed. So we always thought something was wrong with Mr. John. What's wrong with him? Why is he so nice? Why doesn't he yell? Why doesn't he cuss? Why doesn't he do this? And he treated us with love and respect. And I think that's one of the reasons why I was able to begin to understand the relationship between men and women wasn't something that always had to be painful. It wasn't something that you simply had to tolerate. It was something that evolved from love and something that you look forward to. So as you're going into this Father's Day season, as you're beginning to relate and understand what you're doing this holiday season, listen, I know we may have all started out with something negative or something that may have turned you out. But I invite you to take this season, this time, this opportunity to begin to change your mindset, to begin to understand that there are new men out there, that there are men out there that care, that are godly. So we come into this relationship with Mr. John, and he really took care of us. He took ownership of us. He took ownership of us from how we did in school to how we carried ourselves as young ladies, to how we lived, to what we ate, to how what we dressed. He was really the father figure. And as time went on, I come to realize that Mr. John always wanted children, but he was never able to have children. And one of my greatest memories of Mr. John, my mom used to work nights. So we would go over to his house at night to sleep. So we would sleep on the floor in his spare bedroom, his shotgun house, but, you know, the spare space that he called the bedroom. We would sleep there at night. And Mr. John didn't drive. He didn't have a car. He had his old bicycle. Now, I'm not trying to pull on your heartstrings. I promise you everything that I'm telling you is 100% true, because when I think about it, how miraculous God was in our life, it's just phenomenal. So Mr. John had a bicycle. Mr. John had one arm, kid you not. One day, we're coming home from school. Mr. John has a full-size mattress on his bicycle that he got for us. He's riding this bicycle, holding this mattress with his one good arm, trying to steer the bicycle with his nub arm to get this mattress home to us. Because as we're walking home from school, he's shouting to us, "I'm tired of you girls sleeping on my floor." Now, he would say everything with a little like, "I'm getting at you," but you could hear the love. "All y'all do is mess up my flow. Now y'all gonna sleep on this mattress." And I'm thinking to myself, that's good for me. But he loved us enough that's the kind of stuff that he anticipated our needs, and he began to move toward those needs. So as I began to understand, listen, even at 11 years old, there's something better out there. There's something greater in men that once we dip into their potential, listen, we can do this. They can be a part of our lives. So even if you started out with a negative impact, even if you started out with negative interactions, listen, your Mr. John is out there. Somebody who wants to take care of you, who wants to make sure that you're secure, that you're provided for. He's out there. You might have to wade through dads and stepdads who are horrible, but Mr. John is out there, I tell you, and he's looking to take care of you. The Bible says, look, when you find a wife, you find a good thing. And when he found my mother, even though they never had a relationship, he took on our whole family and he provided for us. He cared for us. He protected us. He stopped things that were harmful from happening to us. And I will never forget Mr. John. Mr. John died, but I never forgot who my first real dad was. He was a man who cared for us and took care of us and provided for our needs. Amen. Amen.
Save me from sin.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
I was 35 when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. My ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me. I felt hopeless. He called Elite Rehab Placement because I couldn't make the call. I was ashamed. I was given skills to manage my sadness and my anger. And more importantly, I'm 3.5 years sober. I'm so grateful for all their help. And all it took was making one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen, amen. I am just ready. Ready to finish up my Father's Day weekend. It's been so extraordinary. It's been really great. I tell you, when you look back over your life and you think things over, man, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I got a testimony. I ended that segment. We were talking about, man, just having someone in your life who cares for you and who's not there to hurt you. You have those kinds of fathers out there, and they really just want to love you. They really want to nurture you. They really want to take care of you. So let's make their job a little bit easier. Let's look right here at Proverbs chapter 30, verses 18 and 19. Look at that, because when I was reading that this week, it was really funny to me. Are you in Proverbs chapter 30? Verses 18 and 19, I think it says. Look, it says, there are three things that amaze me. No, four things that I don't understand. How an eagle glides through the sky. How a snake slithers on a rock. How a ship navigates the ocean. And how a man loves a woman. There are some things that are confounding out there. How a man loves a woman. I took some time, and I've shared the story with my children before, how my husband and I got together, and they always laugh, and they're like, man, that's hilarious, because I was telling them, man, I was pursuing your dad real hard, but he didn't seem to be interested, because at the time, he was pursuing Miss Southern University. Ugh. Yeah, he really wanted to date her, and she's beautiful, I mean, just like gorgeous, but I won. Huh. So he was interested in something other than, but I'm telling you, when you see your future, and that was one of the things that relationship with Mr. John, when you see somebody who's caring and nurturing and loving, you are just attracted to that person. So I was sharing with them that I met their dad on campus at Southern University, and I saw him walking across, they used to call it the quad. I think they call it, all colleges have a quad. But they call it the quad. And he was walking across the quad, and I thought to myself, oh, my God, he's gorgeous. That's what I first saw. He's gorgeous. And so I introduced myself to him, and he gave me a fake name. He says that he didn't, but I remember distinctly that he gave me a fake name. And then I didn't see him for a while. And Southern University is a smaller campus, so it wasn't like you could, you know, hide from each other. And then maybe, I don't know, at the beginning of the semester, I saw him. Then in the end of the semester, they were having this end of the semester party, and I saw him again. And I was like, hey, fake name. And he didn't respond, because that's how I knew it was a fake name, because when I said the fake name, he didn't respond to it. And I'm like, hey, remember me? My name is Brenda. We met, blah, blah, blah. Now, at the time, their dad played football on the football team, and my ex-boyfriend played football on the football team. But I didn't like my ex-boyfriend anymore. I liked him. So I'm trying to get my thing together. And he's like, hey, don't you like George? That was his name. And I'm like, oh, we broke up. Things didn't work out. And so, you know, I'm kind of a free agent right now. I was using all my lines. And I don't think he was still interested. So I had to actually pursue him really hard. And finally, I asked him, are you going to take me to the movies or what? And he agreed to take me to the movies. And 26, 27 years later, here we are. So it was a great thing. And it was just like, it was when I was reading it, man, there are some things that I don't understand. How a man loves a woman. But as I was beginning to relate, you know, Mr. John with my husband, I began to see the parallels between the two. The things that bonded me so closely to Mr. John are the same things that bond me so close to my husband. The fact that he cares about every single thing going on with me, that he nurtures, he anticipates my needs. But not only does he anticipate my needs and nurture me and provide the things that I was lacking, he gives that much needed correction in a way that is acceptable, a way that is tolerable. So I think that kind of bonds us together. And then we were laughing and joking when I was telling the kids about, you know, how we met. And my daughter said something to me that really kind of made my heart feel good. She says, Mom, I want a husband like your husband. I want somebody where we can laugh and have fun, and he takes care of me and you take care of him. I like that. And I said, he's out there, because the Bible tells you he that finds a wife finds a good thing. So your husband is looking for you. Sometimes you might have to go put yourself in his path, because I had to go put myself in his path, and I didn't allow myself to be moved, Miss Southern University. I stayed right where I was because that was what I knew. So I told him, he's coming. Don't push it, because when you find the one, when your husband finds you, then he finds everything that you need. He understands you. He anticipates your needs. He knows how to motivate you. He knows how to settle you down. He knows when to build you up. He knows when to sit you down and give you correction. Listen, and for us independent women, correction is one of the most difficult things that we get. We don't want it. We don't take it. But when you have yourself in the right hand, guided and understanding, then you begin to see things in a different way. So I paralleled my husband and I paralleled Mr. John, because Mr. John was like my understanding of a man. This is what a man should be. And then I get my husband and I'm thinking, as we're dating, is this a man or is this not? See, are you the one or are you not? Are you going to open the door for me? Are you going to make sure that I have something to eat even if you don't? Are you going to call me? Are you going to check in on me? Are you going to ask me about my grades? Are you going to ask me about class? Are you going to say, hey, you got a late class, can I walk you to make sure you get there safe? Are you doing those kinds of things that says to me that you're responsible? And the answer was yes. And not only did you do that, but you began to strategically show me things that I could line up with, because you're thinking like, no, we're not going to do that action, because if we do that action, it's going to lead to that consequence. And if we're in that consequence right now, then we're not going to be able to do the things in life that we had planned. Then I see the way you manage and budget and organize. So I know that you can take care of a household. Then I watched the way he interacted with his mother, respectful and kind and obedient to his mother. So I'm like, I can trust you with me. Look, there are three things that amaze me. No, four things that I don't understand. The Bible says, I don't understand how an eagle glides through the sky, how he catches the wings under his, how he catches the wind under his wings and defies gravity when things like that would normally fall out of the sky. See, I don't understand those things. Those things amaze me when I look and see how he's hanging on in there when the winds are rushing against him and trying to do everything that it can to bring him back down to the sky. How other birds that are in his path get out of his way when he comes. How he takes complete command of the sky. See, that thing amazes me. How a snake slithers on a rock. how it can go up a rock and traverse these crevices and not fall down, not get stuck. See, that kind of stuff amazes me, how a ship navigates the ocean. As vast as the ocean is, it can use the stars and stationary points to stay on course, how it can navigate through rocks and things, and how a man loves a woman with all of her complexities, with all of her desires, with all of her needs. These things are amazing to me. But when you find a man, when you find a husband, good God, in the morning, he'll help you rise above things that are supposed to knock you down and bring you to the ground. He'll help you stick to things that are designed to make you fall, and he'll help you find your way through the darkness of night. That's what a husband does for you. I hope y'all wrote that down, because you're going to need it tomorrow as he's asking you to take him to Olive Garden and Red Lobster and everywhere. You're going to need to be able to bring this back to his imagination now. Make sure you come back. Make sure you come back. We're going to close it up. Make sure you come back. Love you, love you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-639-8620. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-639-8620. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-639-8620. That's 1-800-639-8620.
Seniors want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen. I sure hope I see you guys tomorrow at 9401 West Garfield, way out in Tolleson, Arizona. At 10 a.m., we'll be getting service start. We have a really great service planned for you. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. So I hope you can make it. Get there a little bit early so we can have some donuts and coffee together and laugh and talk and go into prayer. It's going to be a great time. We have Pastor James Harris. He'll be bringing the word tomorrow, and it's going to be great. He has some message targeted for the men, and I really want you to hear it. If nothing else, for those of you who have stalled and have not bought gifts, come on by so we can reward your fathers and give them a nice gift so we know that you're looking forward to that. Listen, honor your husbands, honor your fathers. And I told my husband, I told him jokingly, listen, you're not, you know, my father, so I don't understand why I'm buying you dinner. I don't understand why I'm buying you a gift. And he says, because I buy you stuff for Mother's Day. And I'm like, whoa, don't bite the hand that feeds you. You ever heard of those people who cut their nose off to spite their face? I love Mother's Day. I normally love Mother's Day. So I'm like, yeah, I guess I could buy you a hamburger for Father's Day. I could do that for you. So we're looking forward to having a good time. Do something super special with your father. Make sure that you let him know how much you are appreciated. Let him know, listen, man, you are amazing to me. I'm truly blessed by having you in my life. Listen, there are some things that amaze me about my husband. There are some things that amaze you about your father. I was asking the kids, I'm like, man, what's the funniest thing that you can remember about your dad? I was kind of asking everybody, what's the funniest thing that you remember? And we were talking about this time we went to California. And my husband was swimming, and he never listens. Oh, my gosh, he never listens. So he's out, and he's swimming. And I'm like, he's going too far. But he decides to keep swimming, knowing that he doesn't have that strength in his arm. So he swims out past this certain point. And when you get to a certain point, if you've ever been out in the ocean and the waves are kind of coming, there's like this imaginary line that you shouldn't cross. Because even though the water's not deep, once you get past this little line, there's an undercurrent that keeps churning the water. So he swims out past this point. And even though the water's not over his head, that undercurrent wouldn't let him get his footing. So he's literally standing away from us, drowning. And he's out there, and he's trying to fight back past the little wave that keeps pushing him out. And as he's swimming, the wave is pushing him further and further out. And my daughter, Denevia, she's about, 5'11"? She's on this little boogie board, and he's out there standing in the water, and he's like, he's so tired, and he's had got so much water in him, and he's like, help, help. So she's standing there waving at him with the boogie board, and these two little boys swim out to him, like, hey, mister, you need some help? And he said, he looks at the kids, he's like, help, I'm dying. And the kids start laughing because they think he's playing. So finally, after about like a minute, but he said it felt like 100 years, my daughter Denevia walks out to him, and he's like, help me, help me, I'm dying. So she pushes the boogie board out there to him, and he kind of half jumps up on it and lands on it. So she's towing him out of the water. This grown man, little girl, towing him out of the water, and he gets to the shore, and his swim trunks are falling off, and he's crawling up on the beach, and he looks like a whale coming out of the water. And I'm like, honey, pull your pants up. Your shorts are falling off. And he's like, one, leave me alone. I almost died. So we're just dying laughing at him, because if you could see the look on his face, he really looked like he was on his last leg. And he's like, and Denevia's standing there talking to me, and I'm dying. So he gets there, and he's laying on the beach, and he can't pull his shorts up. And I'm trying to pull his shorts up. And the kids are standing there poking him, and he's spitting out water. And I said, what'd you do? He said, I was dying. And the lifeguard came over there and told me, get back to shore, and swam away. He said the guy didn't even help him. So that is hands down our funniest story. So then after we get him out of the water, and he's dry, and he's sitting there and getting some fresh water in him, he's like, yeah, and there was a shark. And he was trying to bite me. I'm like, really? A shark? Yeah. And I think there were piranha. I'm like, you are really embellishing this story. You went out further than you were supposed to. You were supposed to drown. And then it went from two little boys who were standing there laughing at him. And they were like 12 kids. And they were playing volleyball, and nobody would help me. That was about 3 years ago. Now, the shark, when he tells the story, was like 12 feet long. There were like a school of piranha, 36 kids. Denevia had 3 boogie boards, and she wouldn't give him one. And I think somewhere along the line, he threw in an octopus. I'm like, you have made this story so great. But those are the kinds of times that you celebrate with your family. Those are the kind of things that you don't forget. And we remember, and, you know, just those kinds of, and the kids were talking about, Ma, you remember that time when Dad said he was making dinner? And I'm like, yes, I remember that. And he went into the kitchen, and he's like, I'm making dinner. And it smelled so good. We were like, yes, we're going to eat this. It sounds so good. It just, the smell was all through the house. And we go into the kitchen, and I'm telling you, he has this big pot on the stove. And you lift the lid off, and you look into it, and you go, what is that? He had taken every leftover that was in the refrigerator, put some chicken broth on it, and put it in a pot. So in the pot, there was leftover lasagna, hot dogs, a couple of hamburger patties that we had grilled that week. And then there was some green stuff. I still to this day don't know what that was. He was putting it in bowls for everybody over rice. Oh, my God. We're like, we're not eating that. Are you crazy? But if you had gone on smell alone, you would have eaten the whole pot of it. But the sight of it was, the green stuff just floating on top. I have no idea. And then the little chunks of hot dog. It was just too much. It was too much. So needless to say, we had hamburgers that night, which was a godsend, because I'm pretty sure if we had eaten any of that, we would still be talking about it. Make some memories with your father this weekend. Really, spend some time getting to know who he is. I started this segment by telling you, when I was filling out my passport, I didn't even know my biological dad's birth date. The only reason I knew where he was born was because they had it printed on my birth certificate. If they hadn't had his original last name printed on my birth certificate, I wouldn't have known what that was either. I invested no time to get to know my dad because I believed the narrative that had been fed to me, that he took the boys and my mom took the girls. But the whole of the story was much more complex than just them deciding to split the family, one go one way and one go the other way. As I got older and I understood hurt, I understood that my biological dad was hurt to his core. Because when I began to find out how much he loved my mother and how her betrayal of him hurt her, I told you there was some transference of hurt that came through us to us, came through my mother to us, that I didn't have any knowledge of. But at the time, as a child, I wouldn't have any knowledge of it. But it's now that I'm older that I'm beginning to forgive my biological dad, who's been dead for years. So there is no reconciliation of the relationship between us. There is just healing that I can go through. So I encourage you, take some time, man. Get to know your father, especially if you guys live in the house every day together. Take some time. Ask him, Dad, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite music? Oh, he might get tired and not want to, but I promise you, those kinds of things are going to bind you closer and closer together. My kids told me today as we were eating dinner, a lunch with my dad, the only reason that they listen to what I say is because of their dad. I was offended, but I was also very proud. They said, Mom, if we didn't know, you would tell Dad on us, and they did add, snitches get stitches. They would never do what I was telling them to do, not because they wanted to disobey me, but because they understood the enforcement of law that came with the office, with the position that my husband is in. They accepted that, and because they understood that his judgment was right, that it was led by wisdom, they had no business submitting to it. They said, and they really did tell me, if we had anybody else for our dad, we would run all over him. He wouldn't have stood a chance. So I thank God for this time that I have my husband. You thank God for your fathers and celebrate with them. Come see us tomorrow, 9401 West Garfield. Let us love on your dads with us. Shake my hand. Tell Pastor Pratt you're happy to see you. See you tomorrow. God bless and do something special for your dads. Bye.